This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk to the gambling morons. It's not even about gambling, is it?
No.
We need to talk. I don't want this to be all about men, but we need to talk to people who've done a dare.
There it is. A dumb dare. Yeah. Mm. Double dog dare.
Double dog dumb dare. Double dumb dog dare.
There it is.
If you're a female and you've done a dare, we're going to put you at the front of the line for this thing.
Usually it's just dumb guys.
It's usually to impress women, isn't it? That we do.
That's why I've done dares. Yeah. No, actually, I did my dare to impress Steve.
Yes, actually.
Actually, not to impress Steve, to anger Steve.
Uh-huh, to this day.
Oh. The dare that I did, like, Steve is so... He's such a germaphobe in such a weird way.
Not that bad, but...
You know what's so weird?
What?
Since... Like, I now know a lot of people who are... I ask your forgiveness. You're not the biggest germaphobe I've ever met.
Thank you.
I know people who literally keep track of what hand they do things with. Like, if you were to walk in the studio, or if you were to walk out of the studio, to get out of the studio, you have to pull on a handle.
Right.
And if you used your right hand for that, then you're going to remember that and use your right hand for everything and keep your left hand clean for eating.
Okay.
Until you can wash your hands, and then it's a mental reset.
That kind of makes, okay, I
that's
get
just
it.
That's a sick level of committedness to your germophobia-ness.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's quite scientific either.
But Steve is sort of like that. Like, he will wash his hands at the sink in the bathroom, then dry them with paper towels, and then get an extra paper towel to grab the handle and open it with that.
Yeah.
The dare that I did was like, I care so little about germs. He's watched me chew gum from strangers.
Yes. And then they chew it out of his mouth.
Yeah.
It's like what?
Okay, we'll switch gum. Like, if you are chewing gum right now, we're like, let's switch.
Yeah.
I could do that.
No problem at all.
Yeah, it's nothing.
As a dare. Mm. Why not?
You know.
I prefer it that way, actually.
I know he's got good dental hygiene. I have good dental hygiene.
I'm telling Angie, and she'll get mad.
It doesn't mean we've made out.
Yeah.
It just means it does.
Oh, then I'm out. Never mind.
Sharing spit.
But what I did, the dare that I did for Steve.
Oh, nasty.
We were flying somewhere, and we're on the train at DIA.
Yeah.
And he was being a germaphobe. Like, he had his like sleeves down, like holding the bar that you hold on to. It was like, please hold on, the train is departing. And he's seriously like Howard Hughes. Like, there's no skin showing on his body.
That's
and
true.
He's holding the pole. And I walked up to the pole he's holding, and I was like,
lift it up and
I
down.
The DIA train pole.
Nasty, just tanked with nasty germs
I will
of
say,
every.
It was all exits, no waiting by the time we landed in Vegas.
Okay.
I did not feel good.
Oh, I didn't
oh,
even.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. You know how many germs? Everybody holds that with their snotty hands.
Yes.
And they're unwashed. Dude, I did not feel
they're
good.
They're picking their butts and then grabbing
yes.
the. Oh,
yes.
my God.
And nobody. And since COVID, now I'm sure somebody gets on the train and like sprays those things down. But back then.
No.
Oh, it was a cesspool. No. I bet it got washed once a day, maybe.
You did get sick later.
I did not feel good.
Ha!
Huh. It's got to be worth it, though, right?
It was a good dare, man. Because the look on your face—it
was.
Because I didn't put I didn't do like the flick in Christmas Story and put my tongue on it.
No,
I like.
Oh yeah,
I like. This is the best ice cream cone I've ever had. Like, it was
nice
like
seductive, slow.
It wasn't seductive or slow. I just licked it.
Yuck!
All right, so this whole conversation has led me to believe we're still going to get zero female calls, but we want to know. what's, but if you are a female, again, you're coming to the front of the line.
Yes.
What's the dumbest double dog dare you've done? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. You can be a boy, but we just want to see if any girls do dumb stuff.
They just, yeah. If they do, they just,
All the examples I have are definitely guys. I remember one time walking to the bar in college, and my friend was already wearing a bathrobe to the bar, if that tells you of the state of mind he was in.
You're in great shape.
At that time. And I just remember, I don't even know if it counts as a dare, because one of my other friends just looked at him and as we were walking by the pond and says, I bet you won't be the man right now and jump in that pond. He was already in the pond, in the bathrobe. And then he went to the bar.
With a wet bathrobe.
And I don't know that it attracted women or what, but people did like kind of think he was cool. Like he went for it.
Because he's the dude.
Yeah, he's
like
out
the dude
there,
abides, man.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Okay, so what inspired Dare Talk today was not me licking a pole on a train. Some dude trying to impress friends and coworkers.
This is wicked.
Downed 12 energy drinks in 10 minutes.
Jeez.
The picture I saw, he's holding two like monsters, one on either side of his mouth.
What?
And drinking them simultaneously. And you know that's hard. So he's got some of it running down his chin and down his throat, but he drank 12 energy drinks in 10 minutes. Just a side note, please do not try this. He ended up in the ER. He realized rather quickly he didn't feel good. His heart was fluttering.
Huh.
So he thought, maybe I'll throw a shot of liquor down on top of that.
What the heck?
I'll even it out.
It's
maybe,
not a terrible idea because it did make him throw up.
It's a depression. Oh, okay.
It made him throw up, so it got some of the drinks out of his body. Okay.
He could have just like licked a pole, maybe.
I know.
Well, or you can honestly, this works for dogs, do hydrogen peroxide and then jump around. Because it foams up in your stomach. Like if your dog eats something it shouldn't eat, you make them drink a little bit of hydrogen peroxide and then have them chase their tail or whatever, and then they'll barf whatever's in their body.
Wow.
Almost immediately.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Anyway, he went to the ER. Turns out his pancreas started to eat itself.
Like, what the heck?
Because your pancreas is trying to process all that sugar and all that caffeine.
Oh.
So it was just like, when they got to him, his pancreas was swollen with fluid. And that became infected. His liver and kidneys started to shut down for a dare. Here's the thing about dares. Dare's not a bet. Sometimes there is money involved.
Thank you.
But most times it's like a dare is like, Tiak, rip one of your nostrils open. It's like, okay.
Yeah, and that's it. You don't
it's like, I'm not
going to
give
it.
You $1,000.
Right.
Like, I dare you to do it. It's like, okay.
I bet you won't.
I bet you won't.
By the way, I will.
Both you guys do these energy drinks, don't you?
I would not do 12. I would not do two. Yeah. I would not do 12 in a day. I wouldn't do 12 in a week.
Amen.
Yeah, that's
12 in 10 minutes, you guys.
That's just a lot of liquid, period, even if it's...
Yeah.
But like probably 250 plus caffeine in each one. So that's 2,500.
It was like a pound of sugar.
Yes, it's 3,000 grams of caffeine. 3,000 milligrams of caffeine. That is... You mainlined crystal meth to your eyeball.
I was going to say, just pour it on your eyeball.
Yes, just do that.
Dang.
All right, so if you've done a dumb dare, I'm going to say it for the 15th time. Female callers get shoved to the front.
Yeah.
We don't think you do that.
Right.
But if you've done a dumb dare, male or female, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We're talking dumb dares.
Yeah, like dumb, like stupid, just dumb.
Double dog.
Right.
Double dog. We made a challenge because we just think boys are the only ones who do dumb dares.
Stupid, yeah.
There's a lot of dumb girls on the phone. Savannah?
Hey, guys. Yay.
Dumb dares. What'd you do?
Well, back in the 80s, I went to Greystone Castle. My girlfriends and I were getting buzzed. We ordered a bowl of Martino cherries because that's what we liked. And the next thing you know, I was being dared to go to the table of 8 guys and ask them if they wanted my cherry.
Oh, God. First off, Steve, I think, was around even then. You know where the Greystone Castle is, right?
Yeah,
up there at 120th.
It was by the mayor. It was
yes. Turned into like a seafood buffet that I used to eat at as well.
You used to eat at.
How did that go? Did anybody get your cherry?
I had eight cherry. They all ate my cherry. All eight of them.
Okay. Listen to her.
I don't think you know how this works. And again, we asked the question, did you get anything for that or just the pride of knowing that you're the dare-worthy kind?
Yeah, I got the pride, and I bowed down gracefully in front of my friends at tables and bowed, like a curtsy.
Wow.
With eight phone numbers.
That's
in your
actually
hands.
Pretty cool. Yeah, thank you for the call, Savannah. Nicole.
Yeah.
Dumb dares. What'd you do?
I was dared to eat a Carolina Reaper.
What?
Dude, you ate one.
What?
Did you eat it?
What is it?
Yes,
it's that one pepper.
A vegetable?
Dude, it's that one little pepper. Remember we had a thing. There's a video of you, like, I don't remember if you ate it.
That
we
was
had to
a
do
Reaper.
One thing or the other, and I think you might have ate it.
Holy shit.
Oh, no. We cut it up. I think we cut it up and put it on a piece of pizza. And then, like, put it under the... And then we played pizza roulette. And Aaron was the one who got it.
That's right.
You didn't actually
eat
it.
The Reaper.
But you ate it? You did it?
Yeah, I ate the whole pepper with gloves on. And I regretted it.
Yeah, pooping the next day was horrifying, right?
Especially with gloves on.
It was that night, actually, about 4 hours later.
It just went right through you.
Yeah, I spent quite a few hours on the bathroom floor.
But you were a hero to the people that dared you.
True.
That's how it works.
That's how you. That's
They're
all
not
you get.
There to tell you how heroic you are when you're pooping
that's
yourself.
That's true.
That is a terrible dare. Thank you, Nicole. Jenna.
Yay.
Dumb dares. What'd you do?
A boy I had a crush on, double dog, dared me in fifth grade to do a front flip off a swing.
The front flip? Nobody can do the front flip.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I smashed my head into the ground. Yep. I got a concussion, and then I threw up all over everything.
That's sexy. So he asked you out then?
And you're married now, seven kids?
No, I've never seen him again.
Oh, Jenna.
Did you think he set you up? Did he know that a front flip was nearly impossible to do?
I don't think so. I was just like bragging that I was so cool. And then he's like, well, you can do a front flip. I was like, yeah, I can. And then I couldn't.
Oh, God.
I can't remember anybody's name.
Oh, that's awful. Thanks, Jenna. Emily.
Yay.
Daria, what'd you do?
How are you? When I was younger, I was about 6 or 7, and I got dared to basically vandalize the foundation of a house being built. And that I did.
What'd you do? You threw stuff into the concrete?
I did. Rocks, sticks, pine cones. I was throwing in it. And I genuinely did not know what I was doing was wrong. I had no idea.
OMG.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you...
Oh, my God. Listen to you. I'm just innocent. Anyway, I go drive by new developments all the time with pine cones. Oh, my God. Emily, that's a great dare. Thank you. Nicole.
Yay.
Dumb dares. What did you do?
My husband, when he was in high school, was dared to put a bullet in a vise and then hit it with a hammer.
No, he didn't.
And he shot himself.
It came back and bit him then.
So he was aiming it towards him when he hit it?
There really was no good decision making at all in this entire scenario.
Steve has definitely hit bullets
with
a rock,
rocks,
right?
But not a hammer,
but it's facing away
it
from
was,
you.
It was, and it skipped all the way down the street. Yeah.
You don't point it towards you and hit it with a hammer.
We knew that part. We had that part down.
Now he knows.
Oh, my God. Your husband is...
Yes.
Kelly.
Yay.
Dumb dares. What'd you do?
Well, there's three of them that are pretty dumb.
Okay.
The first was I ate 5 Carolina Reapers.
Okay, that's
five
of them. One will do all the damage you need, okay?
I licked a dollar bill.
Oh, jeez.
That's like
That's so much worse than the DIA poll.
It's been around.
Okay. Yeah.
And I ran around my apartment complex completely nude in 3 feet of snow.
Nice. That one was it.
While eating Carolina Reapers, right, leaving a trail of hot liquid. Okay. Thank you, Kelly. I didn't think girls did dares, and she did the trifecta of dares. Caitlin.
Hi.
Hi. Dumb dares. What'd you do?
All right. When I was 13, I lived in a neighborhood with all neighbor boys. I was desperately seeking their friendship. So they made a homemade bike ramp.
Yep.
And they would all ride their bikes off this ramp and, like, you know, do really cool stuff. And it was great. And they said, all right, we dare you. We dare you won't, but we dare you to go off our ramp. And I was not going to, like, back down.
Yeah.
So I fly down the street on my bike. Little did I know, when you hit the ramp, you're supposed to pull back on the handlebars.
Yeah, no, oh, yeah, that's a big part of it.
Oh.
Yep.
Flew over the handlebars.
Yep.
Chin, hands, stomach, everything in the cement.
Oh.
Nobody told you to pull up.
No.
Nobody told me to pull up. But you know what? I did it, and I showed those neighbor boys.
Yes.
Heck, you sure did. You showed them the inside of your skin.
Yeah.
Well played, Caitlin.
No, that was, yeah.
Oh, my God. Eric.
Yeah.
Dumb dares, what'd you do?
Well, when I was young and stupid, and I was in college, I was dared to pee on the campus police car. So I peed on the campus police car, and the officer ran up the stairs and tased me.
He tased you mid-pee?
No. So I was done, but he wasn't done.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.